With 240,000 COVID-19 related deaths in the United States and 1.3 million worldwide, this is a period of time in which some find themselves needing religion more than ever. But with health concerns from large group gatherings, people are having to change the ways they worship. This is ENN Radio, a weekly podcast from Elon News Network, bringing you the story behind the headlines. I'm Anna Terry. This week on ENN Radio, we are looking at how people of faith are using their religion to help themselves through the changes and hardships associated with the pandemic. Today, I am joined with Mackenzie Wilkes, who is the executive director here at Elon News Network. And how fitting is it that you are with me today, considering that at the beginning of the semester, you were the host of the podcast. So it's kind of a come full circle, so to speak. I am excited to have you here.
And I'm excited to be here, Anna. It's so different being on the other side of the mic.
And in your story this week, you looked at how religion is being used to guide people through the pandemic and how they're altering their religious practices under the new terms of COVID-19. Can you first talk to me about the pastor from Elon First Baptist Church, Reverend James Wilkes Jr.? How has he been running his services to abide by COVID-19 restrictions?
Yeah, so a lot of different churches are adapting their services to the pandemic. And so Reverend James Wilkes Jr. is one of those. He's adapting his services at Elon First Baptist Church. And so now he's preaching over live stream. And so he's streaming his services over Facebook Live, YouTube Live, and some people are even calling in by phone to listen in. And he really wanted to keep his congregation safe. And so he found that this was the best method to do that.
I think that we're called to realize the significance of the church now, where we understand that while we cannot collectively join together, that we can still collectively join together virtually.
Mm-hmm. And what is Wilkes' attitude towards leading these services virtually?
Yeah, so these services are different than their normal in-person services. He said preparing for these services is like a production. He's got to get the media team and the sound check team to make sure everything runs smoothly for these live streams. And that adds added pressure of him preparing for his sermons. And he said that it's mentally exhausting at sometimes trying to prepare for these services. But, you know, he still does these services and he still perseveres through that exhaustion because he knows that, like he said, the preaching is his passion and he wants to power through and give hope to his congregation and the people that tune in and listen.
It's being able to get up through everything that I've gone through this year. I lost my father and so many other things. Be able to get up and give the same hope that somebody gave to me.
And how has teaching these services helped him persevere through the tough times that the pandemic has inflicted?
Yeah. So this year has been full of many hardships for Wilkes, and being able to still preach through them is something that he really wanted to do. So Wilkes' father died back in June. He did not die from COVID-19, but he died nonetheless. And so Wilkes really was going through a hard time with that, but he said his faith, his congregation, his wife, his family were all there for him, and he was able to get through the hard times with their support. And he's still actively trying to get through those times, and that his faith is something, his faith and family and his church is something that he really leans on.
And my church stood with me and around me. My family and my wife stood around me, and I'm healing. I'm not whole, but I'm healing.
Nearby, the Burlington Masjid is back after shutting down for close to 3 months. A member of the mosque, Imam Sheher Syed, says that rather than meeting virtually, its members are still worshiping together by limiting their capacity and putting physical distance protocols in place.
Masjid can handle almost 200 people and used to be almost at capacity. Now, with social spacing and distancing, we're like 30 people maximum in the prayer. Not because not that many people don't come, but because we don't want to put anyone at risk.
Mm-hmm.
But the community is staying connected.
And on Elon's campus, we have a Christian ministry called Inner Varsity. And you had the opportunity to talk to Elon Sr. and Tillery Melson, who is the leader of the senior women's group. Can you talk to me more about how this group of Elon students is continuing their meeting?
Yeah, so these group of women, Ann Tillery Melson is the leader of this group. And so she holds Wednesday night Bible study every week. And so these girls are meeting in Zoom across campus, but also Melson lives with two other women in this group. And so it's like one's in another room on Zoom, another room on Zoom. And so they're all still kind of together. And then there are girls across campus that are tuning in to these Bible studies. And so it's still an opportunity for them to come together and meet, even if they can't meet in person and gather and have a ton of events that they would normally have. But they still get an opportunity to study the Bible and passages and stories and find meaning in those stories.
Yes. And for Melson, how have these virtual meetings, as well as her faith in general, been able to assist her through the struggles of the pandemic?
Yeah, so when I was speaking to Melson, she said there's not only the stresses of the pandemic, which is one of the predominant stresses, but there's also the stresses of classes and this semester, a COVID semester that is different, and then other personal hardships. So Melson's grandfather died back in October, and so he did not die from COVID-19 complications, but that was still hard for her. And so she was like, I don't know what I would have done without my small group, without my group of women with me, and without my faith.
I don't know how people who don't have faith in anything, but especially like the relationship that I have with God, like, I don't know how people are getting through 2020 without it.
And she just has leaned on that support, kind of like how Wilkes leaned on the support of his community of faith. Melson was also leaning on the support of her community.
Also on campus is Elon Hillel, a group for the Jewish community at Elon. This group has remained virtual for the semester and have held limited events throughout the fall. Although unable to meet in person, Miriam Skadron, the engagement intern for Hillel, says that through their faith, they have still been able to connect with one another.
I think it was a really, really great way to bring the community together. And I think this semester, faith has been especially important because it's kind of been the cornerstone of the events that Hillel's been doing.
Mm-hmm. And how has our university's own chaplain, Jan Fuller, been continuing her religious practices under these new challenges that are presented by COVID-19?
Yeah, so Chaplain Fuller is responsible for all spiritual life at Elon University. And so back in the spring, when we first left campus, she was encouraged to write weekly reflections about making sense of what was going on and kind of writing about her hopes and fears. And what she said was she really wanted to be vulnerable. She wanted to, because that people weren't having like that in-person face-to-face connection, like she said, she was a real people person, so she wasn't having that connection. So she really wanted to be vulnerable in these reflections so she could make those connections. And so she ended up continuing doing these during the fall semester. And she said she's gotten a lot of positive response from them, and it started a lot of discussion. She really wanted to start discussion and about vulnerability and about the experience that everyone's going through with the pandemic.
While this year's events can be overwhelming and tiring, these people of faith are finding guidance in the pandemic through certain passages. Serving as the chaplain of overall spiritual life at Elon, Fuller herself is Christian, and says that through the struggles of this year, she tries to remind herself of the crucifixion.
The story of God suffering with human beings, or going to a place to willingly experiencing what it means to live and die as a human being, is a powerful it's a powerful resource to me. It's a powerful story of a God who cares enough to join us in our problems.
In the lobby of the Burlington Masjid, one of Sayed's favorite quotes is displayed. It reads, "With hardship, there is ease. Indeed, with hardship, there is ease."
That's a constant reminder that no matter how hard things get, it will ease at the end of it.
One time preaching, Reverend Wilkes was struggling with the stressors of church and life. He broke down during the service, and while crying, one piece of scripture came to mind. It reads, "Let us not grow weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we do not fret."
I am believing that if I keep holding on, and if all of us just keep holding on to God, that we will begin to reap a major harvest if we just don't quit.
And thank you for walking me through a little bit of your story this week. I appreciate you taking the time out of your day to do this.
Yeah, I'm happy to do it.
That's it for this week's episode of ENN Radio. Subscribe to ENN Radio on Spotify and Apple Podcasts, and follow us on social media at Elon News Network. For the latest news, visit our website, elonnewsnetwork.com. This is the last podcast of the fall semester. Our next podcast will be released mid-January. Until then, thank you for listening.